Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for receiving our questions. I have a question about the statement that was given in the review from last session about something along the lines of we are encouraged to recreate past scenarios where we have missed the mark. I was wondering if you could explain a little bit and maybe give an example of how we might be able to do that.
Well, it's not in recreating your miscreations. It's in acknowledging that you have created them. And knowing from a different perspective that you have choice and that you can change that miscreation almost instantaneously by just acknowledging that it happened and that you are now changing your mind about the thoughts and emotions that created that misalignment. Your mental emotional body is a very powerful body, and it is present in your third dimensional body, your fourth dimensional body, and fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. It is present in the physical aspects of yourself, as well as that vast causal body of yours. So as you think and you feel, you create continually. And when you miscreate, it is just now a matter of making an adjustment. It is mostly a matter of being unconscious. And the goal is to be conscious 100% of the time, just as the goal is to be light at 100%. And yes, there are times when you fall and you operate or you say something or you create something that is not in alignment because you have a state of unconsciousness about it. Does that help?
Yes, I see. So you were not referring to things from years past, but rather as we go about our current life and see that we're not, 100%, we're missing the mark, then we can see and change our thoughts and emotions immediately in the moment. Is that correct?
Yes. But the other part of that is sometimes you will find that there's a pattern to that, that you created that way in times past because of habit or because of states of unconsciousness. Well, as it becomes a habit, then in the current state of your consciousness, it is created out of that habit. So when you recognize that, you change the habit as you become more conscious. So that's the only reason that it is relevant to go back into the past to see if there's a pattern that existed that you have used quite often in your life experience. But to go back and be guilty about it does not serve you in the present.
No, right, yes, I see. That's very helpful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, El Moria. This is Diana.
Hello, Diana.
I want to get a little bit more clarity about the ego. In reviewing what was stated in our last call, I am clear about how the ego presents itself in our current manifestation of our physical, mental, and emotional self, I'd like to get a more clearer picture of how it would be in a fifth dimensional state of mind. For me to have, I won't say a basis of comparison, but benchmarks and that may take place in my own experience where a situation occurred where the ego was in alignment with that fifth dimensional energetics. And so it becomes a little touchstone, something to keep in my memory banks as to how my body would feel, as to how my actions took place. So if you could give me a little bit more clarity about the ego in its fifth dimensional configuration.
Yes, that's a very good question. The ego in a fifth dimensional state is unified with the mental emotional body and with the spiritual body, with your oversoul. So in that unification, there's always love. There is no polarization present within that dynamic. No right, no wrong, no better than, less than. There is no fear. There is a calmness in the body that begins to take place. And in that calmness, the intuitiveness and the knowing is very present. It's calm. So when the ego takes its proper position in that dimension, or in a sixth, the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimensional sequences, the voice is not loud. It comes from your knowing that perhaps you should put on more clothing because it is cold, so that the body is comfortable. Perhaps you have reached a point where you have ingested sufficient nourishment from your food. Or perhaps a choice is given in that food consumption that is nutritious and revitalizes the body. But in that voice that directs you to a certain food, you listen and you know. You don't judge yourself. You just follow that knowing. In relationship.
So
yes.
when you're faced with a particular situation where many options are available to you, if you are in neutrality, in quiet, then you would be directed to the most appropriate conclusion to that situation?
Correct, but it is always in relationship. Understand this, it is always in relationship to your physical body. It's not in relationship to your soul spirit. That venue has nothing to do with the ego. There is no ego in the soul's expression. It only comes from the mastery that you have attained, or the spirit that is unlimited. So it's only the ego is in that fifth dimensional state and above, only relates to maintaining the health and vitality of the body, of the physicality. Because that physical expression has to be in place for your soul spirit to be fully present and operating in your life experience. There is no more ascension and descension of the certain chakras in the body. It is all present and unified within the body's context. So the soul spirit has a perfected vehicle to experience life and create.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much for answering my questions. Blessings.
You are. That seems to be a little confusing when we talk about the ego, because oftentimes it involves the emotions and it involves the thoughts. And that happens because you have to have a reference point of when the ego is taking a dominance over the spirit from the fallen state of consciousness. But when it is aligned with anything in the stability of the fifth dimension and above, it is only relates to the physicality and the health and well-being and the love of the vehicle.
All right, that brings a lot more clarity.
Well, thank you very much for asking that question.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
This is Jody.
Hello, Jody.
So, let me see if I can wrap my head around what was just said. Let me interrupt me if I get off and incorrect. The ego, as we're familiar with in the third and fourth dimension, has kind of run the show, and it's run us into the ground, basically, defining who we are or keeping us in control in one way or another. Where we're going is, because the ego's job in the fifth dimensional space is to assist us in just keeping not mental, emotional, but physical. So if I'm walking into a grocery store, my ego will be kind of like my buddy and say, no, that's got GMO, you don't want it. Yes, that's
correct.
Healthy for you right now. That's good. That's where it's coming in. Okay.
Yes. And it will stimulate the body to want those foods that help it maintain its vitality.
So then it's up to the spirit self to kind of take over the old ego's job description, basically. We fired the old ego and said, you're no longer lower management. You get to be part of this team. So they're the physical team now. And the ego self is stepped aside. The soul self that's come in from the streaming and from our higher self into descending into the eighth chakra, connected into the heart center, the third chakra, that's what's now in charge.
Correct.
Okay.
When you are in the stability of at least the fifth dimension.
Right. Okay. Good. That was very clear. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, guys. Thank you, because I missed the point of hiring the ego in a different, in a different position.
Correct.
Okay. Good.
But understand, when the ego is in charge in the fourth dimension or in the third dimension, mm-hmm. it engages the mental emotional body.
Right.
In the
I've been catching
dimension,
that a lot lately. Yes.
Yes.
Very much.
And so in the fifth dimension and above, it's nothing to do with the mental emotional body.
Right.
Because the ego is fully transformed and the body has transformed into that fifth dimensional state.
So the ego, in order for me to catch how much in charge in the mental emotional body, I've been monitoring that inner conversation, and it's like it's almost who's been talking to me, telling
Correct.
Me how to. Okay, so I've been really guided to understanding the inner conversation.
Yeah,
And I am finding a massive amount of ego there, to a point where I'm going to name him, because he's bossy. And, and so I've been working with it. Kind of I had to separate it and kind of make it tangible, let my higher self kind of come in. And it's almost like I'm putting people in places. Because it's been so, like, enmeshed in everything. And I just had no idea how controlling it still was in my space.
Correct. And oftentimes, the ego likes to be in charge.
Oh, no kidding.
And
it's bossy.
Yes. And it always likes to feel superior.
Yes.
So it uses the emotion of that and the power of that to keep it in charge. So mm-hmm. this is what happens in that fourth dimension. You begin to realize how out of alignment the ego is in the third mm-hmm. and fourth dimensions. And you begin to pay attention to that inner dialogue of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And even when you think you aren't thinking anything, in times where you're doing repetitive actions like taking a shower, tying your shoes, running the vacuum, mowing the lawn, you are still, the mental emotional body is engaged in some way. So these are the times that it is helpful to pay attention to that inner dialogue. And if,
yeah.
in fact, that the ego is in charge, or it might be resting and it's just quiet. Feel the difference in the body, because this will give you a reference point.
Correct. And I can feel I'm also starting to recognize. I mean, I've done work, inner child work, and so it's familiar, that inner conversation of what it sounds like, but I just didn't realize that it was fuller than I thought before. So last month's teachings was very, very helpful to bring me back to who's still in charge, who's
Correct.
Still trying to be in charge, put it that way. Okay, good. Good, good. Okay.
And do you realize that the magenta code, color code, and the olive mm-hmm. green code were very instrumental in subtly moving you into that new state of consciousness? Do you realize that?
Yes. because and being in that diamond or in the octahedron with that energy and the guys, it makes it so much easier. It's like there's no confusion as to what to do to remove the stuff that's showing itself.
Correct.
And so it's not a disempowerment, it's an empowerment. It's not a fear, oh no, some other stuff might come up. It's a come on, bring it on, you know.
Yeah.
It's a comfort.
And it's instantaneously then transformed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you feel confident and assertive. Mm-hmm.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah, I could see the steps that we've taken one by one leading into it, yes. But thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Thank you so much for guiding us into the olive green and the magenta coatings in our first four chakras. It is a real game changer, like extraordinarily profound, concrete, precise, you know, and as you're saying, immediately actualizing. So, so thank you for that. As a daily practice, my question right now is if you could throw a little light, insight into the daily use of commanding the autonomic function of both of those codes.
In what way?
Well,
other than
for me,
your intention.
Yes, like what's the mechanism there? Is it electromagnetics? In that autonomic function?
Yes, to some extent. What you have to understand, it's in, that's part of that new electromagnetic field where you become very assertive in commanding the autonomic system of the color codes to engage. It is part of that we've talked about previously in the context of will and power and the sovereignty in the body and the sovereignty over the mental emotional body. Now that doesn't mean control of the mental emotional body, but it means having authority over that mental emotional body. And that comes through these new electromagnetics that I'm going to talk about this evening. But it is in commanding and being assertive, and it automatically then engages.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt. Yeah. The ego is not even present.
No, it's just actualized. And the awareness is full and complete.
Correct.
In that. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. That was a very good question. We have a couple more minutes if anyone else would like to engage in this conversation. You know, it's very important that from here on in that we have such discussions. It's not so much about your confusion or asking specific questions, although that is part of it, but it is about expanding your knowledge base, clarifying such things as what is the role of the ego. And this discussion that we have just engaged in has been wonderful in this aspect. Because, yes, you did have questions, but it allowed an expansion to take place of the teaching that we had this last session. So it is this type of conversation that we're very interested in engaging with you. And we will make it a point to hold such discussions in each session so that this expansion of the teaching can take place and where you are confident in the usability of this teaching. So now, are there any other comments before I progress in this teaching?